The field of the treatment of bone metastasis and the prevention of bone metastasis and the treatment of cancer, treatment-induced bone loss, I think is moving now into newer targets, newer treatments for bony involvement, so that the immediate candidate in the next couple of years and the exciting candidate in the next couple of years is going to be a drug called denosumab. This is an antibody against a molecule called RANK ligand. RANK ligand is produced in the bone marrow microenvironment by osteoblasts and bone marrow stromal cells, secreted into the bone marrow microenvironment by these cells, and causes differentiation of hematopoietic precursor cells to mature osteoclasts and causes increased osteoclast function. So it's something that turns on osteoclasts in the bone marrow. It's the on switch is RANK ligand. Denosumab is an antibody against RANK ligand to try to prevent this osteoclast destruction of bone by an elegant selective mechanism rather than bisphosphonates. And the preliminary studies now, phase one study of denosumab, shows that this antibody, this fully human monoclonal antibody, which is given subcutaneously, has a long half-life. It appears to be quite safe, and it completely decreases bone resorption very rapidly.
How often is it given?
It depends on the indication. The phase two study is now well underway. We actually reported the first analysis of that at 13 weeks at ASCO this year, and this week we reported the 25-week analysis at the Cancer-Induced Bone Disease meeting in San Antonio. The design of the phase two study was a head-on comparison of five doses and schedules of denosumab to traditional intravenous bisphosphonate every month. The design of that study was three doses of denosumab given sub-Q every 4 weeks, increasing dosages, versus two increasing doses every 12 weeks.
And this can be given by patients?
Sub-Q at this point. Right now it hasn't been given by patients because it's been given in the trials, but it could eventually be given by the patient sub-Q as any other subcutaneous medicine. The bottom line of the phase two trials is that all the doses of denosumab decrease bone resorption significantly, as well as bisphosphonates as measured by urine serum N-telopeptide and serum C-telopeptide. At the end of 3 months, though, it looked like there was some escape in the every 12-week dosage, and it looked like the 120 every month gave you the highest level of bone resorption, and you didn't get asymptomatic hypocalcemia that you did at 180. So the dose in the cancer population, patients with metastatic bone disease that's being carried forth, is the dose of 120 every 4 weeks in head-on comparisons in metastatic bone disease to zoledronic acid given intravenously monthly. Now, the dose in the benign indications will be less frequent. So if I'm correct, I believe the dose in the large phase three studies in osteoporosis, no cancer, but benign osteoporosis, with denosumab will be 60 milligrams every 6 months.